Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Thursday the Trump administration has revoked at least 300 student visas from foreign students. Secretary Rubio said, quote, maybe more, might be than 300 at this point. We do it every day. Every time I find one of these lunatics, I take away the visa. His comments come 2 days after federal immigration officers took Rumisa Ozturk, a Turkish national PhD student at Tufts University, into custody. Tuesday, a spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security said the student, quote, engaged in activities in support of Hamas. However, the specific activities weren't made clear. Secretary Rubio said, quote, oh, we revoked her visa. It's an F-1 visa, I believe. We revoked it, and here's why. And I'll say it again. I said it everywhere. Let me be abundantly clear. If you go apply for a visa right now anywhere in the world, let me just send this message out. If you apply for a visa to enter the United States and be a student, and you tell us that the reason why you're coming to the United States is not just because you want to write op-eds, but because you want to participate in movements that are involved in doing things like vandalizing universities, harassing students, taking over buildings, creating a ruckus, we're not going to give you a visa. Ozturk is currently being detained in a detention facility in Louisiana. Earlier this month, Mahmoud Khalil, a former Columbia University student and green card holder, was also taken into custody. The administration said he played a major role in disruptive pro-Palestinian protests on Columbia's campus last year. Khalil maintains his innocence and points to his right of free speech to protest. Senior Justice and State Department officials told Axios that the administration is also considering plans to prevent certain colleges and universities from enrolling foreign students if a significant number of them are, quote, pro-Hamas. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression told Axios that the premise of decertifying entire universities is a worrying escalation.